Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I'd be shocked if you get, honestly, I think it's going to be either guilty on one or all of the charges, or hung jury. I don't think you're going to get a complete acquittal on any of this, or not guilty.
I don't think we're going to get a hung jury on this one.
No?
I think it's been better. My fingers crossed. I just think this one went smoother. I think it went better, at least on the prosecution side.
Yeah.
And I think it was clear what the prosecution was attempting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought they were more solid on the evidence they presented, because we got out of everyone got exhausted by the lunacy of trying to get drunk people to give testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just everyone gave up on that. It just makes no sense.
And when you had Judson Welcher taking the stand, from Aperture, he laid it out very well. They went and bought another Cadillac, or Lexus rather. And the test that he did, he had the receipts for. He showed exactly how he did all of it. And, yep. And it seems like they want to jump on some of the, you know, what they would consider, like, I guess if you're not part of accident reconstruction, some things may look a little silly to you, but guess what? You know, behind the curtain, this is how some things do get done. They want to pick at the paint, the blue paint on the arm, which really truly made sense when you looked at how that vehicle came up and they did it at 2 miles an hour. Oh, this all really truly does fit. That was kind of shocking. And I'm kind of amazed it took 3 years for someone to do this and show it publicly. I mean, right. The first thing in my mind was, well, can we get one of those vehicles and just put somebody next to it of the same height and stature and see where these body parts line up? My thought was that, well, they must have already done this, and maybe it just didn't look good for either side or whatnot. No, it just hasn't been done. If I would have known that, I would have gone to the Lexus dealership. It's just, can I stand by this car for a few minutes and see how this works out? But it was shocking to see that. And then just the data itself. He brought so many big facts to the case. And honestly, not a lot of emotion. It was just facts. He was just there to argue his facts. He was an engineer, and an engineer all the way he was. And that really seemed to get under the skin of the defense, because they're writing, making this an emotional case, and they were dealing with an engineer that's not dealing with emotions at all. How do you think
an engineer that's got reps in the courtroom?
Yes, exactly. And he's not basing on other people's work.
I mean, when listening to him in the courtroom, I'm not knocking defense because they're in a tough position, because I'm not a lawyer in that job.
Yeah.
He seemed to have more time in the courtroom than the defense attorney did.
Yeah.
He was more fluid, more solid, more confident, more transparent.
Yeah.
I love it when, because again, I look for the behaviors of trust, open, honest communication, transparency, and vulnerability. The vulnerability factor saying, if something doesn't fit, you don't make an excuse trying to say it does fit. In other words, you're not saying it's perfect. Mm-hmm. Here's where we have a flaw, because that's what engineers do. It's what scientists do. Mm-hmm. Hey, here's our experiment we conducted. Here's an anomaly that doesn't quite fit, like the taillight with the fragments of the taillight. This doesn't quite fit, but here's all the data points that do that says, hey, I'm not trying to hide anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to inflate anything. Here's the past data from other accident reconstructions I've done. Here's how it fits here. I loved how every time defense came in and said, blah, 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 blah. And he goes, well, show it to me on a slide. All right, let me look at this. I mean, he's actually going back to all the data, restating to him exactly what the data was, what the slide was. I mean, it was really thorough. If you don't have, in other words, that was a 50-pound brain of the accident reconstructionist going against what felt like in the moment, a 20 or 30-pound brain of the defense attorney.
It reminded me of a child or a kid like in high school who didn't do their homework, and now they're trying to participate in a group pop quiz or something. And so it's in public. It's not just on the paper. And they're trying to argue their point. They didn't read the book, but they're going to try and argue some point of the book that doesn't even exist, because maybe it could exist, but it's really not in the book because everybody else read the book, but I'm going to keep pushing this. And wouldn't it be a great narrative if it was? Sure, but it's not for 3 hours.
Great analogy. So to me, it's the defense attorney felt like he read the Cliff Notes and he's arguing with the author who wrote the book.
Yes, very much so. That is how it felt. And then when they got their other expert in there the other day, Matthew DeSorga, me and Coffendaffer kept calling him DiGiorno because we couldn't think of his name. it's not pizza, it's DiGiorno, it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno. But DeSorga, obviously he was in there, he didn't do any research, he just looked at the research of the others and said, well, I guess here's what I think, which for the most part matched up with what the other guys thought, but he had his opinion on the timeline a little bit. The timeline has been an interesting thing to me in this case of Karen Reed, because I was driving back from Kansas this weekend and it was a 4-hour drive, and all I listened to was Friday's testimony as I'm driving through nothing but flat land. So it was the most thrilling drive I've ever had in my life, listening to them argue about basically a 30-second piece of time for 4 hours. And it just was kind of stunning to me, because when you take a step back and you go, okay, we're literally trying to get down to a little 3-second mark here, or an on the second mark. But at the end of the day, the window is about 30 seconds. Let's say we didn't have all this data that we do anymore, as detailed as it is, or we can get it down to literally the second. Let's say all we had was a 30-second window. That should be enough to convict as well. Because if we're talking about a 30-second window of one piece of data showing that the vehicle, something happens, and then his phone stops working, and we do have drift on clocks here, even if we didn't have to try and figure out the drift on the clock, one can reasonably say it's within 30 seconds, even if the clocks are all off by a little bit. It very likely shows that she struck him. There's nothing else that could have possibly happened to him. That's what happened. You know, 10 years ago, that would have just been, oh my gosh, this is just, you know, hard, amazing, look at this fact. Now, because it's like, well, we think the clock is a little different this way, but we think it's this different over here. We're still talking about the same 30 seconds. And at the end of the day, it still shows the same damn thing.
Again, I just see it from the optic of, you know, hey, let's pay attention to this timeline to create the reasonable doubt. So don't pay attention to the accident reconstructionist who actually shows how that vehicle actually could have hit his body in exactly the same spot, and the blow to the back of the head killed him when he fell backwards.
Yeah.
So let's pay attention to the timeline instead. Like you said, screw it, get rid of the
timeline. And there's nothing wrong with the timeline either. Yeah, I mean,
I'm looking at the accident reconstructionist, blow to the back of the head, and now if we want to throw in some lack of dog DNA to kind of befuddle your inside, you know, dog attack, you know, conspiracy theory, that's why it's to me, it's all these things are noise to distract from the actual hard fact from a scientist that you have. Again, that's purely me.
Yeah.
And as you're saying, driving back and listening to this drone on for hours and hours and hours, that's when I hit the same, you know, hey, place yourself in that jury's box.
Yeah.
Or you're probably thinking exactly the same thing. Oh my God, shut up. Can we get on with this thing? Let me vote now because you people are driving me up a wall.
Yeah.
And that's what defense has to be careful of, mm-hmm. is that when you start, you know, I really wonder if they have loving critics in there saying, hey, here, you know, their job, and I know they do, their job is completely watch the jury and their response to what you're doing it. And we do this all the time as human beings. You can tell when you're born to live in hell out of someone, it's time to move on.
They don't have any loving critics.
I wonder if they have this. I don't, because we don't see the jury in there. And that's always a big thing in these cases. You and I and all the us talking heads, we paid so much attention to what's being presented. The only thing that always matters is how it's being received by the jury.
The defense of Karen Reed, in my opinion, they have loving proponents. They don't have loving critics. And if you only have proponents, you're just going to believe whatever your circle tells you. If they're saying, you did great today. And that's what I feel like, they should be doing better than this. These attorneys shouldn't just be sitting here going, my client can do no wrong. You should be looking at the whole damn thing. Not that you're going to try and convict your client, but have an idea of how this is playing out there to the public, to your jurors. So you don't keep playing it the wrong way to these people who think you can do no wrong, because these people over here that matter, they think you can do wrong. And they think you're probably doing a lot of wrong, according to a lot of the reactions that we've been hearing out of the courtroom of seeing the jurors' reactions. They're paying close attention to all of this.
Yeah.
And they are reacting in negative ways a lot to the defense when things seem like a bit fishy.
The last thing they should be doing as both a prosecution and defense is paying attention to your supporters.
Yeah, exactly.
The only people you should be paying attention to are the people who think you're off.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be your greatest insights on how you need to adjust.
Yeah.
Or what you're not covering or your blind spots. Because again, the most important thing you're doing because this is a battle.
Yeah.
You know, most important thing you do in any battle, whether it's a virtual battle, whether it's a physical battle or a courtroom battle, is you have to understand what your blind spots are. And the only way you understand what your blind spots are is see what the enemy sees. Sure. You know, and your adversaries, what are they saying? What are they seeing? What's their critiques of you? Because that's what you really need to be adjusting to. Because because if you look at online right now, this case in public opinion is still 50-50. And I know you got one side screaming louder than the other when it comes to Karen Reed supporters. But when you do the analysis, this case is still 50-50 mm-hmm. from public opinion.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what the jury thinks, but you can hypothesize that it's probably very much the same.
And
if you want to sway it beyond the 50-50, you got to pay attention to what your adversaries are saying.
I'd be interested because they do not have access to all the same stuff we have. They haven't seen all the conjecture, you know, supposedly, or just how dark things have gotten, you know, with the blogger and all of that stuff.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
What if I told you that right now, millions of people are living with a debilitating condition that's so misunderstood, many of them don't even know that they have it. That condition is obsessive compulsive disorder, or OCD. I'm Dr. Patrick McGrath, the Chief Clinical Officer of NOCD. And in the 25 years I've been treating OCD, I've met so many people who were suffering from the condition in silence, unaware of just what it was. OCD can create overwhelming anxiety and fear around what you value most, make you question your identity, beliefs, and morals, and drive you to perform mentally and physically draining compulsions or rituals. Over my career, I've seen just how devastating OCD can be when it's left untreated. But help is available. That's where NOCD comes in. NOCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for obsessive compulsive disorder. Our licensed therapists are trained in exposure and response prevention therapy, a specialized treatment proven to be incredibly effective for OCD. So visit NOCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call with our team. That's NOCD.com.
Hey, Mama, you don't have time to be messing around endlessly scrolling to find a caregiver for your child. Let me clue you in to my trick to save time and my sanity when finding a sitter. SitterCity.com. SitterCity knows what they're doing. They've been helping busy parents find the perfect sitter for over 20 years. While other sites overwhelm you by throwing hundreds of random profiles your way, SitterCity matches you with caregivers who actually fit your needs. No endless scrolling, no guesswork. I love that all caregivers undergo ID verification. They have background checks, specialized qualifications, and real parent reviews to know if they showed up on time or really know how to handle my sassy toddler. And if I need help, I can talk to a real live human, not a robot, with SitterCity's delightful team. You know, my employer pays for me to get SitterCity completely free as part of my benefits. Yours could too. SitterCity is my go-to for a smarter, simpler way to find reliable, trustworthy care. Don't wait. Go to SitterCity.com/XX and get the help you need.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.